Hi, I'm Scott Hansman. It's Azure Friday. We're here with Neil Gatt, and we're talking about virtual machine scale sets, VM scale sets. What's the deal?
So scale sets are essentially a way for you to manage a set of machines as a single unit. So before scale sets, when you wanted to have a bunch of virtual machines, you would spin them up manually or through some script or something, and then you'd have to manage them yourself.
I've actually got a farm of three Linux virtual machines, and I run them as inside of a cloud service, and they're all load balanced. And last week, I logged in, and I realized that two were small and one was a medium. And I don't remember when it became a medium, and I think it was costing me money.
Yeah, exactly. That's the exact sort of thing we're trying to solve with scale sets. They make it very easy to scale, as is in the name. They make it very easy to manage, make changes, and you know, really just make sure that you're not ending in those sorts of weird corner cases.
And what's the difference, though, between like this and containers? Like, I thought with containers, I want to scale those. And
so containers are being built on top of virtual machine scale sets, as are technologies such as Azure Batch and the like. Scale sets are very useful when you want, say, a larger compute unit than just a single VM. So for instance, what Batch will do is it will spin up scale sets of VMs so that they can think about hundreds of VMs at a time instead of thinking about, say, one VM at a time. And one thing I should mention is you're probably, I'm pretty sure everyone here is familiar with worker roles and web roles and this sort of thing. This is, in some sense, the spiritual successor to those in that they have somewhat similar functionality, but they allow for Windows, Linux, and custom images.
Now, when I set up my Linux web farm, which is, I think, now three little VMs, I also put in a thing, I think it was called, was it availability sets?
Yes.
And that was a way of saying, you all are friends, you should be far away from each other so as to stay healthy. It's a way of saying, be on different machines in case you know something bad happens. Do scale sets and availability sets relate? Because I mean, I'm thinking boxes of boxes.
Yes, definitely. So VM scale sets use availability sets under the hood.
See, this is great. So I feel like I know this stuff, or at least I will.
Exactly. It should be very familiar. These are very common patterns, and we're just adding a layer of abstraction so that we are handling that instead of the users handling
it. So it sounds like we're making tools in Azure such that when you do your boxes and lines diagram, there are things in Azure that map to those boxes. You know, like, oh, these VMs, they should all scale as a group. Oh, well, scale sets does that. Cool.
Yep. And the great thing is that when you scale out, when you scale in, we make sure you're maintaining your availability, so you don't have to worry about that.
Okay, cool. So how do I do this?
Yes. So right here, we have the Azure Quick Start Templates GitHub. This is a great place to find examples of how to use virtual machine scale sets.
Okay.
And let's take a look at, say, this one. This is a good starter
one. So you search for VMSS within the Quick Starts templates. And these templates are the Azure Resource Manager templates that we've done videos on before.
That's correct. And scale sets are only ARM. So
Okay, so there's VM Classic.
Yep.
And then there's VMs.
Yep.
My Linux VMs are not ARM yet. They're called Classic, so I need to move them over.
Yep.
But I can use this on my standard VMs today.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
And we're in public preview, by the way.
All right.
So here, it's as simple as really just clicking Deploy to Azure if you want to get started with these. And this will take you to Portal, and you can put in the parameters you want, and we'll actually be able to see a scale set deploying.
Okay. Yeah, the Deploy to Azure button, we actually did a whole video on that. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
The idea that, like, here's your template, and it doesn't have to be just in their GitHub. It can be in your GitHub.
Yeah.
So you can set this up as a way to make a whole set. So you've dropped into custom deployment. It's pulled that information out. And you're going to make, a Linux VM?
Yeah, this is a Linux VM, Ubuntu 15.10.
Okay.
Let's say NSG Linux. Let's say this instance count is just the starting number of VMs you want. For now, let's just say three. Admin username, and then, of course, password. Hit OK.
And if I understand correctly, in the ARM VMs now, they'll make them in parallel. But in the old days, it was serial.
Yes. Yes.
It's a lot quicker to make VMs than it used to be.
Exactly. So let me go through all this, hit create.
Okay, so parallel creation of the entire, okay, so it says template deployment. So within that, three separate VMs are going to be made. Now, was it automatically a set because of the fact that you brought it over from the template?
Yeah.
Is there something in the portal that says it's a set? Like, how do I know that you made a set other than you told me you did?
So if you look here in the template that we're deploying,
okay,
and let's search for virtual machine scale sets.
There we go.
Yeah, so this is where this is the actual resource definition. It's under Microsoft.compute.
Okay.
And so when you look in the portal, in as we'll see in just a minute, you'll actually see a single, it kind of looks like the availability set icon, but it's the VM scale set icon. And you click on that, and you'll be able to see more about the set. You don't necessarily see the individual VMs.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are resource groups, though, which is another box around stuff. Is it resource groups, scale sets?
Yes.
Okay, so I can't have scale sets that span across resource groups?
To my knowledge, you cannot.
Okay. So that makes sense. So a resource group might be, you know, the installation of my CRM thing, and it might be in the West US, and then the scale set might be three of the VMs that handle this stuff, and another scale set might be five VMs that handle this other component.
Yes.
They're separate and individual scale sets. Mm-hmm. They'll scale individually, and then around that is the resource group that represents the app.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Then I feel like I have an understanding.
Exactly.
Okay. So this is virtual machine scale sets, and this is indicating what that they're all going to be standard at this point.
Yep.
Does it say anything about how they scale or when they scale?
This template is a very basic one. It does not. Mm-hmm. You can add auto-scale rules, which I think we'll probably talk about in another session.
Okay.
And you can also manually scale them. So if you had your cluster and you said, you know, today I want 100 of them. I don't want 20 anymore. I want 100. You can just go in, deploy a very simple template, either the same one you deployed to begin with, or a very simplified one that just says, hey, update the number to 100, and it will automatically go and update that
for
you.
Okay, so today, when I want to scale my three VMs, I manually go into each one and scale them.
Yep.
And that's been the only way, correct? Or using PowerShell or the command line to manually scale them. It's been basically my for loop to scale them.
Exactly.
With this, can I go into the portal and just scale the set?
The portal, not today. Okay. We're working on that integration, but if you redeploy the template, then yes, you'll be able to do that.
Can I, with the PowerShell, can I say, scale this set?
Yes.
Now, when I scale my VMs now, they have to reboot.
Yes.
How does that work if I have three of these and I want to scale them as a set, but I'd like to kind of do them one at a time?
Yeah, so the three VMs that are already there won't need to be rebooted.
Oh, okay.
So just if you say now from three to five, it'll just bring up two new VMs.
Okay, so is it scale up or scale out, or is it just scale out?
I've generally used the term scale out, but some people I've heard use the term scale
out. Okay, so this is a really interesting thing, and I think we should call this out, because there's scaling up, small to medium, medium to large, which is one kind of scale. Mm-hmm. I call that scaling up, right?
Sure.
And then there's scaling out, which is making more.
Yeah.
So you might make a VM scale set with one, and then that can scale up to N as many, and that's scaling out.
Yeah.
Do I say I want them to be small and I want them to be three smalls and then I'm going to scale them three to five or five to seven? Or would I ever say as a group, all of you go to medium, which is a different kind of scaling, and do scale sets have anything to do with that?
Yes. So you could update the model to change the size of the VMs. However, the main use case we're going after is the scaling out,
the
changing number of VMs. And you could even say, just give me zero VMs to start with.
Really?
So that you can define your infrastructure.
Zero.
And then just when you have work that needs to be done, then it can scale out.
Which would explain why Azure Batch and tools like that are building on top of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that makes sense. So this is primarily a system for scaling out. And again, we'll do a video about how to scale out in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have a roadmap that's going to include the portal integration as well, and a way to visualize that.
Exactly.
Very cool.
And so if we go into the portal now, I can show you what it looks like today.
The ones
it's
we just
a very
made.
Yes, it's a very basic read. Interface. So here is the current icon for it.
Nice icon.
Yep.
Looks like a bunch of VMs with a tag on them. This is the virtual machine icon that I'm used to.
Mm-hmm.
And here's one with a nice kind of a bookmark, and it's representing that scale set. So a multiple or N number of virtual machines.
Exactly.
Okay. And then from there, I can treat that as any other resource that I would inside of Azure. You can see it just sits in the list along with, you know, networks, NICs, virtual networks, and all that.
Yep.
Very cool. And we can learn about how to do this by looking, I assume, at the Azure Resource Manager as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At resources.azure.com.
Yep, definitely.
Very cool.
Yep.
So we're going to do another video on how to actually scale them out
yes.
and programmatically.
Yep.
We're learning all about VM scale sets here on Azure Friday.